intro's kind of grown on me. Welcome to RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
It's like a fungus, you know, just growing all over you, huh?
Exactly, man. It's like, it's got these little tendrils, sort of like an octopus fungus, you know, and just kind of like wrapped around me, and it won't let me go, Breakman. So I don't know what to say.
I didn't know octopus had fungus.
Just like Last of Us, man, you know. Lots to talk about on the show. We did a little pre-show banter before break got on, but I think we're going to have a spirited show again today. Like Breakman said, just don't look out the window, because if you do, you might get a little sad. But we'll try to brighten up your day a little bit before we bring you down at the end, which is what we do here. So yeah, you know. So gentlemen, like Breakman, how are you doing, man? You survived the week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm alive.
You're alive. Okay. Well, that's good news. I mean, I'm alive too. Are you still working from home, Break?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure that
yeah,
everybody's
it's pretty
good
awesome. As far as I heard, we're at least doing it through mid-July, I believe.
Well, that's good, man. They should maybe contemplate doing it permanently. Would you be okay with that?
Oh, you mean working in my house? Mm-hmm. Let me see here. My mornings consist of getting up about 5 minutes before I have to work and clocking in.
So what you're saying, what you're really saying, Break, is you wake up in your undies and you're working in your undies. That's what you're saying.
No pants. Yay.
Oh, commando. There
called
we go.
Them undies.
Yeah, undies. It's better than panties. Better than panties.
Underwear,
you like,
man.
You're like Britain, just boxers. Call them pants.
Yeah.
How
about we split the difference and I say underpants? How about that?
Okay, fine.
Okay. I mean, it's better than underoos. I could have said underoos, you know, but, you know. I'm nice like that, man. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do you like that.
I don't think I could afford underoos when I was a kid.
So. Yeah, I couldn't either, man. I was relegated to, like, the Kmart specials, you know? Like,
yes. There was a lot of shopping at Kmart for poor people.
Yeah, blue lights.
Yes, the poor people always go to Kmart.
Yep, blue light special on aisle 10 on
like,
children's
Kmart
underwear.
Still exists.
Yeah, and then I'd always end up with the shittiest ones, like with the plaid, like, you know, polka dot plaid pattern, you know.
The fashions were horrible, and I always get those what was that, these shoes I got, they're like generic Nikes.
Oh, yeah.
And they were called Air Core or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, people calling them Corpse. I'm like, that's not what's that. I'm
yeah.
You need to English.
Shit, I would be lucky to even have any type of brand on my shoes, Break. Like my.
Well, I mean, that was like the generic whatever brand, you know, the store brand that was dirt cheap.
Yeah, whatever was the cheapest, man, you know. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? But back in the day, Break, man, I have to say, like, those cheap shoes last a long time. You go to Walmart and get a cheap pair of shoes now, and they're not going to last you but, like, a couple months.
Yeah, unfortunately,
you know?
Those Core shoes lasted a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that the Corpse, yeah. You're bringing up horrible flashbacks, Frank.
Well, let's get to it. Eric, let's start with the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, take it away.
Okay. We remember how we talked about the game Tower of Time?
Yes.
But
yes.
It's got a date, and it's coming out later this month on June 23rd for the PlayStation 4, on June 25th for Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One on June 26th.
Is this, I mean, it looks like a Diablo-type game. Is it more of a strategy-type game, or what is this, Eric?
Isometric tactical RPGs, so
okay.
I'm thinking maybe more like Baldur's Gate.
Okay, that makes sense, because I was looking at it and I was like, it sort of looks like Diablo-like, but not really, sort of looks strategy-type, so yeah, maybe a mix of those games. It looks great, looks really, really good. Digirati is not the greatest developer in the world, they don't have the greatest track record, but this game
they're
actually
a publisher. developers Event Horizon.
Anything that comes out from Digirati, you have to kind of look twice. But this game actually looks good, so maybe Event Horizon did a really good job with it. So.
That is an awesome name. I love that.
What, Digirati?
No, Event Horizon is their developer.
Yeah. You ever seen that movie, Breakman?
Yes. That's
that's an underrated movie, man. I like that. You know, there's footage that is forever lost to time that was, like, much gorier and, like much more horrific than what was shown on screen. But they lost the print, so you can't – we'll never be able to see the true vision of Event Horizon, which is a shame. So,
There was some generally horrifying moments in that movie.
Yes, I totally agree, man. That was a scary movie. It was a science fiction haunted house movie that was really, really well done, in my opinion. Yeah. But, you know. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Idea Factory International to release Neptunia Virtua Stars in the West in 2021 for PlayStation 4.
This was the game that was originally called VVV Tunia. VVV Tunia.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I'm glad they renamed it, man. That was not going to be a good name for it.
Like, the VVV part is, like a Japanese, like, VTuber meme that we don't know about.
Probably. So what are we getting for key features, Break?
Key feature, switch on the fly, seamlessly switch perspectives between melee and range shooter characters in fast-paced hack and slash battles. Get the right combos for more bonuses and greater damage. Feel the beat tick rhythm. Team up with real-life virtual YouTubers and get fans riled up in deep beat tick rhythm game performances to save the planet. Okay?
I don't even know what that means, man.
I said a lot of stuff I don't understand.
Yeah.
BGM got me going. Background music can help or hurt you in special boss battles. That's interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
Changing battle conditions and even unlocking coordinated finishing moves. I've been playing Lumines this week, and the music plays into what you're doing on the screen, which is, I love that kind of thing.
That's an interesting concept, Break. Like I would like a video game where you could put your own music, and based on the type of music that you put in, you like get different effects. Like if you were to put in like Slayer or something, you know, something aggressive, you get like bonuses to like, I don't know, like hack and slash. And if you put in some like, I don't know, bullshit country music, you get like bonuses to run away or something.
You get negative points.
Yeah, you get negative points. All right, what else we got? Break.
Last is cheer up the VTubers. VTubers can randomly join you during Battle to Help. With their support, they can cheer you on during play and even provide you with a special prize if you make their dreams come true.
Wow. I like how they're designed and shaded to look like VTubers.
Yeah.
Like the Kirone and Kaguya Luna and Kizune Ai.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the fuck I just said, but it sounds interesting.
No, it does. It does. This game sounds actually like it's trying to do something different, Break, which we always talk about, you know, and it doesn't seem like the same old shit, you know. So that's nice. That's really nice. Even though Neptunia has been around for a while. This looks like a little bit of a different concept.
It's been a
concept.
While since they've done a main entry, though. This is still another third party spinoff.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a spinoff, but it's got interesting ideas. We'll see how it turns out when it comes out.
I think it's made
by
Tamsoft, which has done like Cyber Dimension Neptunia for Goddesses Online, and then the Zombies game, and then the Action Unleashed game, but
yeah.
It sounds like they're actually thinking about how to make these hack and slash games.
Yeah. Well, you know what's not thinking of making hack and slash games, Eric? This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Strategy RPG, Banner of the Maid to release for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch in 2020. I'm glad they gave us a...
This is a game that's a tactical RPG like Final Fantasy Tactics, but it takes place during the French Revolution.
Yeah, I've seen
which
this.
Which is apt for what's going on right now.
Yeah, I saw this, Eric, and I thought of Breakman, actually. And I'm like, this is probably a game that Breakman might
could play, because they're making an Xbox One version.
Yeah. And I was going to mention that, too. There is going to be an Xbox One version. It looks a lot like Final Fantasy Tactics set in the French Revolution. So there you go.
Which is a lot like John Dark, which is a PSP game.
Yeah, I tried playing Jeanne d'Arc, but I'm not a strategy RPG guy. But Breakman, this might be something that you might check out, dude. It looks actually looks really good.
Another game I suggest to break is this PSP. He's got a new PSP. Is Gungnir.
Yeah, Gungnir. I've heard good things about Gungnir, man, for sure. So, what do you think, Break? Would you give it a whirl? Did we lose Break? What the hell's going
Maybe.
On?
Maybe.
Yeah, we probably lost Break. Oh no, he's on silent. Mm-hmm. I think he's away for now.
Kitty so, must be bothering him or something.
Yeah, the kitty. The always blame the kitty. So there you go. All right, Eric. What do we got?
Or either that or Kevin. Or Bacon has showed up.
Kevin Bacon showed up to harass Break. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
This is somewhat interesting. Like, so many years after the fact, but now you can buy the Slumbering Dragon Quest ring from Dark Souls.
Yeah, I saw this. The price point is a little too much out of my range, Eric, but I like it. It looks cool. Looks really cool.
I wonder how many people will actually use it as an engagement ring.
Weiland says Kevin Bacon is knocking on his door. Yeah, that's probably it, Weiland. I think we figured it out. Break is...
apparently it's 925 silver carat.
Yeah, so it's got some weight. It's a silver piece, but maybe 175 is not too bad. But
sizes range from 4 to 11.
Yeah, which is fine. And if it has real silver in it and it's not just plated, it might not be too bad of a value. But the ring looks awesome.
Yeah, I want to get one just so I can get into a fight with somebody. Because, really, how awesome would that look in somebody's forehead?
Oh, man. Like, you put that on your middle finger break and you get into an altercation. You happen to hit somebody in their right on their head or in their throat or something. They got that.
I think the sale value of silver lessens of blood on it, though.
Yeah. But you put that symbol right on their throat or forehead break, and then you're really, legendary, man. You ever done that, Break? Have you ever been in a fight and like you hit somebody so hard with the ring you put a indent in them?
No, I've never hit anybody with a ring on before.
I have. just saying.
I'd wish I'd had one at the time. Yes.
Yeah.
Any of those times I'd been in fights, yes, it would have been nice to have something.
Yeah. Brass knuckles, anything. Even better.
anything. Just anything at all.
Roll of quarters works really good in your hand too.
Yeah, wouldn't be nice. I would have took a pencil. Anything. Just anything.
Pencil. Like you grab a pencil and just punch somebody. There you go. All right. Let's see. Who did that story? I think it's Break. You get the honor of the last story.
Yeah, cool. This one comes to us live from Silicon Era, and it is about the Game Gear Micro revealed set to release in 4 color variants in Japan, which is the original color, blue, yellow, and red.
Yeah.
I'm just basically taking everything from them. They don't have to. You guys don't do anything. You can just pay me. I'm doing the story. okay, anyway, just kidding. The following. I didn't realize it's different games with each system.
Yeah, that's why it's so bad, because, only 4 games is $50 each for each one.
Holy shit.
Fuck that.
That will not work in the U.S.
They'll have
to rework it to include all the games on one
thing.
And the lineup will change because a lot of these games are Japan specific.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
And Gunstar Heroes is a terrible version of Gunstar Heroes.
The Game Gear Micro measures 80 millimeters in width, 43 millimeters in height, and 20 millimeters in depth. That is tiny. Mm-hmm. To make it less than 8. What's that?
I hate tiny screens. Why can't I make it bigger?
This is going to be very small. And less than 8% of the size of the original Game Gear. Yeah, and original Game Gear took, 8 AA batteries?
It's smaller than the Game Boy Advance Micro was.
Yeah, did it take 8? No, it was
6 batteries.
I think it was 6. Six.
It comes in 4 colors, which I said. Each of the Game Gear colors has its own set of 4 games, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. The mini handheld console will be available for 4,980 yen, which is, you said, about $49. Okay, so the original black one is going to come with Sonic the Hedgehog, Puyo Puyo Sue, Outrun, and Royal Stone. Blue is going to come with Sonic and Tails, Gunstar Heroes, Sylvan Tail, Baku Baku Animal. Yellow's going to come with Shining Force, Shining Force 2, Shining Force Final Conflict, and Nazo Poyo Arl No Ro.
It's French.
Megami Tensei Gaiden Last Bible. This is a red one, by the way. Megami Tensei Gaiden Last Bible Special. The GG Shinobi and Columns.
Where's the GG Shinobi 2?
Where's the original Gangster Shinobi? Where's OG Gangster? OG Shinobi.
I'm surprised they didn't take the opportunity to put Streets of Rage 1 or 2 on here.
Yeah, Wyland says, things I won't be buying. If they included all the titles from the yellow and the red, I would buy it for...
For like $5 each one, maybe, if it's only going to include four games. $50, no.
Absolutely. Yeah, $50 is a bit too much. If they charge $35, that would probably
be... I almost feel like Sega's trolling us so that we shout that we wanted Saturn and Dreamcast Club Minis.
And why not?
Well, if you think they're trolling you, we're not done yet. So, lastly, a set featuring all four Sega Game Gear microcolors will be available for ¥29,980. This includes a special Sega Big Window accessory, based on the same accessory that was available for the original Game Gear. So to be able to see these games, you need to buy all four of them as a package, basically. Well,
yeah, and here's the other thing. Why didn't they just make the screen bigger to begin with? They could have easily done it, and it wouldn't cost them, hardly anything more. Make the system smaller, but the screen bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Way advanced size.
Yeah. Just make it bigger. It's so stupid. Why would anybody buy that? It's so dumb.
I was so excited for this. I didn't realize it was four until reading the story. Now I'm just what the fuck, Sega?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. This will be out on October 6th in Japan. So there's also a special smoke edition. It's a bonus replica that comes with the 4-pack bundle. Oh, wow. So what, it isn't even a game? It's just a replica? Oh, that's lovely. You got a fake one.
Here you can get something that looks like a system that doesn't play like a system, but there you go.
And the strange thing is, Sega's apparently got an actual console in development of some sort.
Yeah, I heard that. That's interesting. I hope they come out big and then come out swinging.
I was hoping for a Dreamcast Mini or something.
Oh,
or a Saturn Mini. With the import games on it, because those are some of my favorites, like the X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Shenmue.
It was arcade perfect. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I liked the Dreamcast a lot, man. Yeah. Dreamcast was some good shit, man. That system could produce 60 frames per second on certain games, and it was a thing of beauty, man. I loved it. I mean, we're finally, from all the rumors, we're finally going to get 60 frames per second on the next consoles, man. I can't wait. I mean, it's not going to be 4K.
Sure. I'm sorry.
It's not going to be 4K 60 frames, but it's going to be 1080p 60 frames, I'm pretty sure, so on a lot of games. So I can't wait, man. I'm really excited for that. Fuck off right there, you son of a bitch. Okay. We still got that homie discount, $35 for PS Plus on CD keys, so check that out. I didn't check out any of the other sales. I know Sony's got a big one. Microsoft always has a big sale, so check those out. Breakman, should I hit you?
Microsoft had a decent enough sale for me to get the Zero Collection.
Oh, okay.
With the points that somebody gave me for my birthday. Thank you, Frank.
Mm. Yeah. How much was it?
It was only 20% off or something like that, but it was it's still cheap. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
$25.
Yeah, around that.
Yeah, there you go. Good, man. Glad you got something that you really wanted, man. That's the whole point. Should I hit your music break?
No.
God damn it, man. What is it going to take for people to send in questions at RP Grinders?
Well, the problem is, they do, it's only 3 people really that send questions.
I know, we need more people involved. If you're listening on the
arc, because we can't always rely on them. I feel like we burden them too much. Freak does so much work for us.
I know. Freak is the honorary fourth member of the show, along with Wyland. Wyland's always in chat and stuff. So yeah, it's
if we were being compared to EGM, he'd be that ninja dude. I forget. I think there's something X.
I have no idea.
I forget what it was called.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's just move on then. We will do this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
I've been playing Final Fantasy 15, which, as I talked about the first half of the game, you know, I was in chapter 8 for probably, what, a month, month and a half almost.
Yeah.
And then after that, suddenly I'm flowing through it, and I was at the end of the game when we last spoke, and I finished it.
Yes!
The last, like, it's like 10, 11, 12, like, all those chapters are very short.
Yeah.
And the story takes a really dark turn, and then it gets really a bit clustered towards the end, too.
A little bit too busy.
Like they're too much with too little. Like they're giving you too much to talk about without like giving you enough gameplay to experience it. Like they did with the other chapters.
They were running out of money at that point.
Yeah, they had to throw everything at you right at the end there, breaks.
And then the end left some questions. I had to look online to find answers to.
The game's technically unfinished.
Yeah. Well, some people that I saw online were saying, well, yeah, they give backstories on all these characters in the DLC and stuff. I haven't played the DLC yet. Like, I'm still playing now that I've beat the main game, I'm playing the in-game stuff before I get to the DLC. But I shouldn't have to go play the DLC to get background on characters.
I agree.
Main game. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
It's better than reading a lexicon, Final Fantasy 13.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, God, 13. Ugh. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad that you finished. You're not going to do a review until you do the DLC, though, right?
As far as like the main game, a main Final Fantasy, because this is really the first Final Fantasy that's gotten, besides the online ones, that's gotten DLC. You know,
yeah,
13
yeah.
didn't, and it got sequels. So for as far as the main game of Final Fantasy, I say half the game was really great, and then it felt like second half of the game was more rushed.
Yeah. That's
because they switched developers from Nomura to Tabata.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's basically what happened to Final Fantasy 12 happened to 15.
Yeah. 12 was good, man. I like 12.
Mm. 12 was good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Just there are some questions that they really explain very well when you get to the second half. And then the ending happens, which doesn't answer some questions. And you're like, what the fuck? Well, what's going on? So, anyway.
Well, did you buy it on discount, Break, or did you get
I got it on Game Pass.
Okay, in Game Pass. Oh, there
you go. So I get all this DLC and shit for free.
That's awesome. That's great.
Free, I pay 15 a month, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But that's good, man.
You don't have to pay an additional fee like fucking Stadia.
Yeah. I think we'll wait on a final score from you, Break, until you play the DLC.
Stadia is a subscription-based service, but you still have to, quote-unquote, buy the games.
Yeah. All right.
As far as like the other Final Fantasies, like this one feels the most to me like your characters really like get to know or like get along, and they talk to each other and they communicate throughout the whole game for the most part.
Yeah, it's not like 13.
I don't want to spoil anything in the end, but like when things change, like when a game takes a dark turn, like the relationship really starts to take a strain too.
Yeah.
Between the four friends, because they are the best of friends throughout the whole game. You get that. Definitely get that impression.
Yeah. From what I played, I know what you're talking about, but
Which I like. I like that a lot. That's not something you really see in a lot of games.
I need to have time to play the game.
I know, man. Like, I want to play that game, but I'm, you know, haven't been able to play shit, to be honest. Obviously, I talked about it last week. I'm getting better. So the lack of playing video games and lack of like doing much with my right arm is kind of helping, but it's going to take some more time, because I can still feel, you know, it's still a little swollen, like all the way from my elbow to my wrist. So it's like,
once you know you can do the Western grip, you'll be good.
Yeah, I haven't done any Western grips yet. As soon as I can do that, I'll be cleared to play video games again. So probably next week I'll have some more to talk about. Probably DQ11. I'm going to get through that game. That game is, oh man, it's good. That's all I'm going to say right now. But
you know something else kind of annoys me? Is like there's not a lot of weapon variety, especially towards the end of the game. I got very few new weapons. In fact, I got like the best weapon for the main character early in the game. I never found a weapon better than that.
Best because, like, it's good in pretty much every situation, or best is because it's just too overpowered for its own good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate
it's,
that.
It's stronger than everything I've picked up ever since.
That's interesting.
Unless you, if you, in that type of blade, I mean, the short sword, or regular sword type blade, he can, the main character can wield any blade, and he can use, like, the long blades, which are stronger, but they're really slow. Yeah. And, then there's also the King's Blades, which, those are all strong too, but they suck your life when you use them.
Oh, so, that sucks, man.
Yeah. So I don't use them that often.
Yeah.
So basically the main weapon I used was the sword I got very early on. So whatever.
Yeah. Okay, man. We'll eagerly anticipate the full review when you do the DLC. It shouldn't take you too long to do that DLC, man. It's not.
Well, I'm doing the end game stuff because one of the things you know how I complained about some of the dungeons being really short and stuff like that. It's because end game they're deeper dungeons. You go in and fight deeper enemies into them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's dumb. Like you should have made them separate dungeons. You shouldn't like just give us short dungeons or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. All right,
a minor gripe because that half the game is fantastic. I have so much fun with it.
Yeah,
like driving around the countryside and shit, and killing the monsters, and you know, raiding enemy bases, and just exploring.
Yeah, it's what I played of it. It's really fun, man. So yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. It's definitely a pretty game too, man. That's it's visually. Very striking and, yes. And very cool and nice, good characters too. You know, that's always a key. You know, So all right. Well, we'll look forward to that for sure. Break, Eric. What have you been playing?
Just more Second Scarlet and Xenoblade Definitive Edition.
Okay,
that's really it.
All right. Well, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
Okay, Eric, I didn't see anything under you. Break, did you have any reviews?
You kind of already did it for Final Fantasy.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, there's all the Arrowverse shows are wrapped up, but then I just remembered there's a new one just started, so...
Oh, which one's that?
They just added Stargirl to the lineup.
Oh, I did see that. That's cool, man.
I have not seen it yet, but I haven't seen Batwoman either.
I've never seen any episode of any Arrowverse show, and that's surprising because I usually like stuff like that. So
I was gonna watch Batwoman, and now I don't know because the main character already quit the show.
Wow.
So. But yeah, so next season they're going to have a completely new Batwoman. Yeah. Wallen says Batwoman is pointless now. Yeah, I was going to like binge watch it, and then like as soon as the series wrapped up, she's like, "I quit."
Yeah. Well, maybe like give it a chance. Maybe the next one will be fine. You know, I don't know. But Batwoman, who played her? I mean, it was that hottie. I know that, but
what's her name?
I can't remember her name. I could see her
Rose?
Face. Yeah.
Rose something.
Or yeah, something like that. I don't know. But she was super good looking. But
Ruby Rose. Rose. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Wyland. Thanks, Wyland.
I was on the right track.
Wyland's the expert DC guy. So anything DC, Wyland, Wyland really knows. So I'm still gonna watch it. It might be good. I have to binge watch all those shows. I mean, it's probably going to take me like a year to get through Arrow alone. So, but I will eventually watch all those. That'll be fun to watch.
When it gets to Legends, just skip into the third season.
Yeah.
Because the first season was basically let's throw everything at the wall and see what we got.
I tried Legends.
The second season was them really them finding themselves.
Yeah.
And then the third season, like it just becomes a completely different show from the other ones, and it's been a blast ever since. They just wrapped up their season, and I love the season finale of that one.
Yeah,
the season finale of it last year was really good too. Because they've made the show basically a comedy. Yeah. Compared to the other shows.
Yeah, I tried watching it, and I couldn't get into it. But maybe I'll jump back into that one as well.
Yeah, like I said, skip to, like, the third season, because it's a mess early on.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's do some reviews. I've got a couple of quick reviews here. The first one is a little mini series on Shudder called Blood Machines that's really new, just came out on there. It seems to me more like a high concept kind of thing. Like each episode, there's only like three episodes, and they're like 20-25 minutes each. So it's like basically a movie, but it's not a really complete movie. It's a science fiction with very light horror elements about a guy, a crew of two, basically, on a ship that lands on this foreign planet, and they discover this, another ship, and there's like a weird, mysterious woman on the ship with an upside down cross on her front side that goes all the way down to her vagina. It's interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting high concept, but the acting is not the greatest. The guy, I didn't like the guy's acting. He portrays himself as a complete asshole in this little miniseries. But basically they discover that, and she ends up being like this super ship type thing. I don't know. And there's some AI, and there's all kinds of shit going on. And I really like the visual style. It's got a really colorful visual style, which really resonates with me. I love stuff like that. So that was interesting. So I'm hoping that they, you know, I'm hoping that they continue with it and give some more context on who these people are, why they're doing what they're doing, and more of it. Basically, there just wasn't enough to give a full impression. I can't really give you guys a good synopsis of the show, because it's I just said it. It's a couple of guys that land on, you know, this foreign planet. They get confronted by some of the locals. You know, it's a couple of women, and you know, a little bit of chaos ensues, and they discover another woman on the ship, and there's some AI. I mean, it's kind of batshit crazy. I can't give any more than that. That's what it is. But it's worth a watch. I wouldn't give it super high marks. I'd probably give it like a 6.5 out of 10, purely because there's not a lot of context. So it's definitely worth a watch, though. It would only take about 45 minutes of your time. So, you know, it's not like a huge investment of time. It's labeled as a series, but it's really like a mini tiny series. So it flew by. It's basically three episodes. So check it out for sure on Shudder if you have it. It's worth a watch. The next movie I want to talk about, you can watch free on Vudu. I don't even think you need a Vudu account, or if you do, you can set up a free account on Vudu, and there's all kinds of free movies you can watch with ads, of course, but they're not super intrusive. I mean, it's basically like four or five ads the entire time that you're watching the movie, so it doesn't really take you out of the movie. It's called Hostile, and it's a really good movie. It's also got light horror elements. It's basically about a woman who is driving in a what looks like a post-apocalyptic, you know, zombie creature type movie, but with not very many zombies. But the zombies that are there are super aggressive and super powerful, and you know, it's got a lot of the same tropes of zombie movies. But she ends up crashing and breaking her leg, and there's a while she's in this vehicle, you know, trying to figure out what she's doing, she's attacked by one of these zombie things, and interspersed is her love story, basically. So it's basically more of a drama love story, but a really well-made drama love story with a lot of context. And I love this about this movie. Excellent writing and a really good love story. Not a fucking Twilight love story, but a kind of a real life scenario about a woman who is, she's kind of messed up in the head. You know, she's hooked on drugs. She but she's a hustler. You know, she's trying to make her way in life, and this guy is an artist, and he, you know, basically takes her kind of away from that life and tries to get her clean and stuff like that. So they end up getting married, and then obviously, you know, things go south. He ends up passing away. And, you know, it's her basically having flashbacks of her love of this guy. So I highly recommend watching this. I don't normally like, you know, dramas or love stories, but this movie was really well done. And I would highly recommend watching it. You can watch it for free on Vudu. It's called Hostile. And, you know, it's definitely worth a look. So check it out for sure. All right, Eric, you didn't have a review, did you?
No.
Anybody have a heiscapade this week? Because I did not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay. Do you break? Did we lose break again?
No, but I had to unmute. I was just like typing and talking in chat and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Everything but...
You made me look like an idiot, man.
All right. So I guess then we get to move on to everybody's favorite segment. Oh, not that one. Definitely not that one. This one.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Okay, I've got two. One is I'm very worried about what's going to happen with COVID-19, you know. There's definitely been spikes of it around the nation, and with the protests going on like they are. Yeah, especially, and the police aren't wearing masks when they're out there doing that stuff. It's just, yeah.
I was talking to Eric before we got on the air, Breakman, and he was like really wanting a haircut, and I'm like, I would just hold off, dude, because there's, like you said, Break. I was looking at the numbers. In Colorado, there was a small downtick, but now there's an uptick. And I looked in Ohio, same thing. It seems to be trending up now. And people aren't taking – I mean, they are taking it seriously.
It started, I think, with the with those terrorists, those so-called protesters with their assault rifles marching on Capitol buildings. Terrorists.
Yeah.
The spike started in those areas, and then now with everything that's going on, like, just
people are not wearing their mask outside because they think reopen means we don't have to wear a mask anymore.
How often do you see people like side by side, like like packed in crowds and stuff like that? Like, there isn't any social distancing. Like,
it's kind of hard to social distance when you're protesting. But I did notice a heartening thing is like a lot of these people are wearing masks. I did notice that. Like that's
I don't even know if the protests that are happening outside my a few blocks out from here are wearing masks. They probably aren't.
I don't know. What I've seen
around here is it's like 50-50. It seems completely random who's wearing masks and who aren't.
Here it seems like the video footage that I've seen, because I'm not going out there. Like, I want to, but with COVID, like you said, Breakman,
California is going to start opening places like gyms and shit.
I've got two problems going out to protest. I want to really bad. You guys know how I feel. Mm-hmm. I would be first in line to get my ass kicked by or killed by a police officer. I make no bones. I told my mom and dad, like, if I go down there, I just want you to know, like, I'm not going to shut my mouth. I'm not going to, you know, mince words. These guys are absolute felons, and they need to be told as such, you know. And I don't – if I'm going to die, I'm going to die for the right cause. And this is the right cause at the right time. But the problem is, you know, I got too much to live for, and I don't want to get sick with COVID. You know, I mean, it's one thing to die by the hands of a police officer, but it's another thing to die. I think I had that fucking disease.
Die out of the hands of a police officer, get them infected, and they'll infect others.
Yeah.
Well, see, my problem is with that, like, infecting others.
Yeah.
Like, I'm less worried about what it'll do to me than, like, people in my life that I know that if they get sick, it could be the last thing that
– Yeah, yeah.
It could be it.
Right. Know? I'm not so much worried about myself either, because I think I already had COVID, and it was awful, and I felt like I was literally going to die. I detailed it on the show.
It could have been pneumonia, but pneumonia makes you more susceptible.
It wasn't pneumonia, man.
Yeah.
I talked about
my dad a lot last year. It was like, it seemed like he almost died 3 separate times. Like, I can't risk getting him sick again.
No, you're right, Breakman. You have every right to feel that way, and there's no problem whatsoever with it. Yeah. What else you got, Break?
We know that cops have been using chemical warfare on citizens for a while. It happens every time there are protests and stuff like that, but it's usually denounced and such, and the government says no, like, that's, we shouldn't do that, or we're sorry, or, you know, whatever bullshit they come up with.
Right.
But this past week, Donald Trump ordered the DOJ, the highest police force in the country, to use chemical warfare against peaceful citizens, protesters, so Trump could walk across the street to do a photo op in front of a church.
Yeah, I also have
a church that he's never been to, from a religion that he doesn't actually subscribe to, with a book that he doesn't actually
read. He has never been to church his entire life.
Proof in that whole thing. They asked
him. He also can't hold it up right.
hold on, Breakman. What were you saying? There was one truth.
Yeah, he said, when reporter asked, is that your Bible? He said, it's a Bible.
Yeah.
that was like the only time he told the truth in the whole thing.
Yeah, and Eric is
upside down.
Yeah, he held it upside down and backwards, which I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that's blasphemous.
I think he's just Trump being Trump, though.
No, like I understand.
He doesn't know is the thing. He's an idiot.
Yeah,
He just pretends like he knows religion, and then when he gets called out on it, he throws temper tantrums.
They've asked him several times.
They don't hold him accountable. It's always like, oh, the baby's being a baby and stuff like that. Well, no, next time he tries to bring up something like that, you get on him.
You know, I did hear a question one time from – he was on, I believe, OAN, which is a Christian right-wing extremist bullshit. Oh,
they're one of the worst.
Yeah, they're one of the worst propaganda outlets out there. They're worse than Fox.
They're one of the racist.
Yeah,
the
and racist.
Most blatantly racist
websites. But they asked him, like, what is your favorite Bible verse? He couldn't recite anything. He doesn't know anything about the Bible. He doesn't give a fuck about the Bible. He doesn't believe in any of its teachings. He is not religious. It's the first time in history. I think Obama was an atheist, but didn't outright say it. He went to church.
No, he was a Christian. Well, he was going to church the whole time he was in.
Yeah,
he was going to the same church he was going to before he was a president.
I know.
I think much like Obama's career, everything was performative, though.
Yeah,
that could be true.
I believe it is true because his mom was an atheist, and he thought very highly of his mother and all this stuff. But that aside, right?
That could be true.
Trump
But anyway, even though, as you said, maybe he was an atheist, he still knew the words when he was in church with Bush and Clinton and their wives as they all sang.
Yep.
And Trump stood there not knowing anything.
Do you think he even knows any of the hymns that people used to sing? Like,
no, he's never been to church.
I know. It's so weird, man.
He's been there for showtime, you know? Like, hey, look, I'm here. I showed up. And then, you know, he's one of those first people that's gone.
It's all for show. He knows that the evangelicals are propping him up. Like, that's evangelicals and the racists are the only base that he has. So
then the evangelicals are completely insane. They're like, well, you know, sometimes God gives us imperfect men as saviors and stuff. Are you fucking kidding me?
Right. This imperfect man that grabs women by the pussy and
perfect. No, like there's.
I can think of plenty of other imperfect people that are better than him.
Oh, yeah, like imperfect, like anybody is insinuating that he's got some flaws and that he's actively worked to change them.
Yeah,
you know,
no, this guy.
Or did he's at one time in his life said he's sorry or he apologizes, which he's never done.
Yeah, he's never done that. I mean, to this day, he still hasn't.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hide it better is what he means.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To this day, he still hasn't apologized to the Central Park Five because he still thinks that those innocent men should be killed. Why? I wonder why.
Because
they're black.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
Somebody else is in chat here. I'm trying to read the name. Irking Tarrant is in chat. Thanks for joining. Really appreciate it, for sure. Hope I said that right. If not, correct me in chat. So yeah, I agree with that, Breakman. I also had Trump as my stinko of the week for the same exact reason. The night before, he hid in a bunker and turned off the lights. Like, that is, I can't think of anything more weak than doing what he did. Right? There was no danger. He wasn't in any.
He also
danger.
Made a wall.
Yeah, and now he's got a. I mean, I tweeted out like when I saw that there was a wall being like put up on the outside of the White House, I was like, I bet you he's going to get Mexico to pay for that wall too, huh? And, you know, like just being sarcastic and like he's the weakest, most feckless president. I think for sure we can honestly say that. That even George Bush was a stronger president, and I never thought that I would ever talk of George Bush in a more of a positive light than Donald Trump, man. But it's true. Like he is the weakest president I think we've ever had in at least in my lifetime, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it. He's the weakest president in history. And the shittiest president ever. Like, and there've been some, there's been some doozies, man. We've talked about it on the show before, but he is definitely on the high on the list. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
You know who else I have as a stinko? Did you have any more break, man? I didn't mean to cut you off. Did we lose break again, or is he still on mute? Yeah, we lost break. Let's see if I can get break back. I don't know what's going on here. We'll try to get Breakman back. I totally agree with Break on all of that Trump stuff. I mean, he couldn't have said it better. Like, you go there for a fucking photo op. And there is a curfew there. The curfew was, I believe, 7 o'clock their time. And they ended up gassing those peaceful protesters at 6:30 just for a photo op. And I think my grandfather would be rolling in his grave right now. You know, if he knew all the shit that was going on with Trump. My grandfather was a decorated World War II veteran who stormed the beaches of Normandy and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. Liberated Jewish death camps and other stuff. And, you know, this guy is definitely not the way to go. Trump, he's awful. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I wish I'd heard him last a couple minutes because, God, I hate him so much.
And yeah, I just agreed with everything you said. I agreed with everything you said, Break. I just added that I truly believe he's the weakest president and the worst president we've ever had. And it's that's saying a lot because Obama droned civilians. And Clinton was a piece of shit for a myriad of reasons, a war criminal. Both of the Bushes were war criminals. So, I mean, it's – and Trump's a war criminal.
None of them build a fence around the White House. We already had a fence around the White House, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, an extra
– another fence around the White House to protect his sorry ass because he's afraid of the average citizen.
Yeah, is Mexico going to pay for that wall break?
No, I'm just paying for that one.
Yeah, anything else, break, man?
I just the whole like denial of it and everything. Like, no, we didn't use tear gas. We saw you. There were cameras of various news channels. Caught it all.
Yeah, there's no shame in his game, Breakman. That's why he's super dangerous. He's a pathological liar, and he has to perpetrate those lies over and over and over again. And he does. Perpetrate those lies over and over and over
sort
again.
Sort of like what the daughters of the Confederacy perpetrated the lies about the South over and over again to, you know, build up the Confederacy as something that it wasn't.
Yeah. What they should have been doing is denouncing it as traitors and being done with it into the dustbin of history. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we can't even get rid of fucking Confederate memorials anymore, Breakman, and that's I mean, why? Like, those are symbols of oppression.
Some people have.
Well, if we get into the Sweetos.
Okay, hold on. I got to do my stinkos here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but I. Yeah. Okay,
I'm going to get to you, Eric. But let me do mine real quick. Kind of piggybacking off of that, Trump just denounced Drew Brees for. For apologizing for his remarks. Now, Here's the thing, like, okay. Drew, I'm a huge football fan. It's no secret.
Want to hear my Drew Brees impersonation?
Yeah, go ahead.
What he sounds like when he's sitting at home.
Go ahead.
I wonder why all those brown and dark people are making so much trouble.
Okay, that's a perfect segue into this, break, man. Like, Drew Brees still doesn't get it, right? All right, I think three years ago we had this conversation about Kaepernick when he was first doing it. And I think there were dissenting opinions on the show based on a lot of lies.
Yeah, my opinion was based on sports itself, not
right.
on...
Right.
Not on, like, whether he should be protesting the police or not, because right. absolutely it's his right. right to protest.
But you
I
see...
Just, I disagreed with, just the whole team aspect and everything.
But here's
yeah.
here's the whole...
Most people were making it about race.
Most people, including the NFL, were making it not necessarily about race, Breakman. They were making it about the military, right? Over and over we heard...
They were doing this because it was a black man protesting.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was a white man doing it, they wouldn't have inflated.
Well, I'll get into that in a little bit here, break. But just hear me out on this for just a second. We had a spirited discussion, right? None of us were mad, but we were discussing things. You had your point of view, which I understood. I had
no. I was very mad. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I don't think we were mad.
They yelled at you for it. No, I think your priorities were messed up.
No.
I was mad.
No, no, no.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, here's the thing. People do adapt and people do change, right? And they understand mm-hmm. things. Breakman, I've got to give you credit, dude. Like, I've been this way too. Sometimes, like, I'll say things the wrong way and I'll come back and say, yes, I was wrong. And, you know, Break was right or Eric was right or whatever the fuck, you know, we say. You know, when we're on the show, because sometimes we have heated moments, we're different people, we have different views, whatever. But I think sometimes history has a way of correcting itself, guys. And what I mean by that is we had this discussion of Kaepernick, and looking back on it now, doesn't it seem kind of silly to be upset at Kaepernick for what he did? Like, honestly, like I had zero issues then and I have zero issues now. Like to me, he did something revolutionary, right? He peacefully protested police brutality. And that's where the disconnect was. Most people were thinking that he was disrespecting the flag. And Drew Brees...
Which in itself is a problem.
Well, that's the... that's because people were conflating it.
Like, yes.
That's because the Turco Carlsons and the OANNs of the worlds were saying that's exactly what he was doing.
Right.
Their people are like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And look at that black guy. And obviously, he hates this country.
Yeah, yep,
if he wants out of this country, he can go home.
Right,
or,
right.
Know, whatever shit.
But like, that's – but it totally missed the point of what Colin Kaepernick was doing, right? Everybody thought he was a douchebag for kneeling during the national anthem because they thought he was, A, disrespecting the flag, B, disrespecting the country. And the most important thing and the most complicit thing that the NFL has some answering to do is disrespecting the troops. Over and over, you would talk to the owners and they would say something that would allude to the disrespect of the American troops, right? Nobody in their right mind... And I don't even think you made the argument, break when we were, you know, discussing this back in the day. We weren't saying that he was disrespecting the troops. That we all understood, right? That is not what Colin Kaepernick was doing back in the day. Mm-hmm. You could make this.
I was arguing about when he was doing it. But you know what? Now, like, if you think about that, like you said, compare it to, you know, rioting, for instance.
Right.
A man
right.
taking a knee anytime he wants to was like a peaceful right. protest.
It was definitely a peaceful protest. Yeah. There was nothing he did that was wrong. As a matter of fact, if you remember correctly, Colin Kaepernick went the extra mile and he asked a special ops army guy, a very high ranking official, you know, at the time, Marine. Whether or not it was the right thing to do. And he got the blessing of that troop. So he was very thoughtful before he took that first knee. And when he took it, he started something, right? Mm-hmm. And it's culminating today. And it's resonating with people. And now the bigger point is being brought to the forefront, right? It's simply very simply about police brutality. And if you didn't believe it before, right, you should believe it now. Because I saw a video, right, and this is another stinko of mine.
I've seen a lot of videos this week, Buffalo
Police. I don't know if you saw this one, Breakman. There was a couple of Buffalo policemen. There was an old guy. He was like 75 years old.
Yeah, see, everybody's seen this one because it was a white man.
Because it was a white guy, right? Okay. So here's the deal. This 75-year-old who turns out he was a peaceful activist. He was a pacifist. And he went up to a police officer to ask him a question. You could clearly see him.
He was returning something. If you notice in the video, he's returning a helmet to him.
Yeah, there was something he was doing. I didn't quite know. Thanks for clarifying that, Break.
He had one of their helmets in his hand and he was returning it to him.
Yeah, and this despicable police officer pushes him and he topples over and cracked his head open and now he's in critical condition. Okay. That's not the most disgusting part of the video. You know what the most disgusting part of that video is, guys? There was one police officer who had a shred of humanity that tried to kneel to see what was going on with this guy because he laid motionless, bleeding out of his ears, right? Mm-hmm. This one police officer went to kneel to see, you know, what was going on with this guy. Another police officer ushered him on, like, leave him alone and just keep going, right? Not one of those police officers. So you guys hear me rail about the police over and over and over and over again. All right. This is why I think not 5%, not 10%. I think 95% of police officers are absolutely atrocious and are worthless. And this is a very good example.
Yeah, this is a fine example, too, because, like you said, all these police officers, it wasn't just those two. There are a lot more that just walked on by.
Also,
what did they say on the news?
He tripped.
They covered it up.
Yep.
They tried to cover it up.
So not only
– all the so-called good cops are always covering for the bad cops.
Right.
That's what we're seeing across the country.
Right. I've gotten into major fights with my own family about the police, right? And they will defend the police to the bitter end. There's no – like logic in their thinking, there's nothing that could convince them that cops are bad, right? This video is of a white 75-year-old man that got brutalized by a cop and none of the other cops. So when I say like 95% of them are bad, this is why. Because they see what's going on, right? And they do absolutely nothing. They have no moral compass. It's why I believe that 95% of police are complicit. And I hate this argument. It's just one bad apple in a bunch. That's total horseshit. Because if you see something like that, you're supposed to be a first responder. Police are first responders, right? If I saw somebody in the street like needing help, I would at least go check on them and say, hey, do you need me to call an EMT or an ambulance or something?
The whole argument I've heard is, well, they did. So they called for an ambulance. What do you want them to do?
Stand around him and
stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's bleeding out of his fucking head.
Yep. Try CPR if he's. Maybe he's like not breathing. Check his pulse.
Yeah. Like check all this stuff. Don't move him or anything. Right. Like that, though.
Check his pulse. I mean, do something to make sure the guy's still alive at first.
We can do to make your fall more comfortable.
Yep.
Like something we can do to help.
Exactly. And I thought, Breakman, you know what my first impression was? I thought they killed this guy. I thought, I literally thought he was dead. And I'm like, wow, if he dies, maybe that'll be the cultural change that we need. You know, it's sad. But maybe a white guy dying like that might jar people's thinking into thinking that, yeah, maybe there is a problem with the police, right? And that's the argument I keep having with family members and people online and stuff like this. Like, they don't see the bigger issue, right? Drew Brees is another example. This guy does not get it. He still, to this day, thinks that it's about the troops. You're disrespecting the troops. And he says, my dad was in the army and all this stuff. I got news for you, Drew Brees. My grandfather.
I think that's all a cover. Like I said, my impression of him earlier is what I think is actually going on.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think he's fucking racist.
I truly believe it too. I mean, I didn't want to about Drew Brees. He was one of my favorite quarterbacks. Brake man, I love the way that he plays. He's not much taller than me, and he plays like a fucking 6'5", like perfect quarterback. You know, you couldn't ask for a better quarterback on the field.
You know, I've always had kind of a little problem with Drew Brees because I said a long time ago Drew Brees is one of the most overrated guys ever, and then he's done nothing but prove me wrong.
Well, I know he's
son
like
of a bitch.
I know, dude. He's a good quarterback. I've always admired the guy. He's always been the underdog, right? And I like people like that. Doug Flutie was the original Drew Brees. You know, he was the Drew Brees is the ultimate Doug Flutie. You know, like he's surpassed like everybody's expectations. He's won a Super Bowl. He's going to get all the records as far as passing and all that shit goes, right? Which is no easy task in the NFL.
I know. Keep robbing it in. I was wrong. Go on.
But as a human being, Drew Brees is a piece of shit. I think it's pretty clear. It's sort of like I made the analogy before we got on the air, Breakman, like Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was one of the greatest football players ever. If you ever had a chance to watch Lawrence Taylor play, he was a fucking beast on the field. Off the field, he was a womanizing fucking drugged out piece of shit, right? And I have no problem saying that. Same thing with O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was a great football player. Off the field, piece of shit, right? Yeah. There's lots of people that you can say that, and I think we can now firmly put Drew Brees into that category. Great football player, awful human being, and that's just
do you think he can learn
maybe he did issue an apology, but he didn't apologize for the right thing. He still doesn't get it that the kneeling isn't about disrespecting the troops. The kneeling is purely about police brutality and systemic racism, man. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the troops, even though the NFL wants you to believe that. And to this day, Colin Kaepernick is still blacklisted from the NFL. Why? Kaepernick, right now, Kaepernick could be a starting quarterback for any number of teams in the NFL and play much better. I'm not saying he's like, you know, in the Drew Brees category or the Aaron Rodgers of the world or Tom Brady or anything like that. But top 10? Probably. Kaepernick is probably a top 10 quarterback. And he's still out of a job. Why? Because he took a knee for racial injustice and police brutality. And the Buffalo police also get my other stinko of the week. I don't mean to rant, but these issues are pretty important. And you know, but all right, Eric, let's go with your stinko of the week.
Well, first, I want to make a correction from last week where I talked about Ann Zach's passing. I'd said that he might have died from cancer, but I was only kind of right because it was suicide due to depression.
Oh man, that's terrible. Did he have cancer at the time or
no? It was depression.
Depression's a hard one, man.
Which is a mental cancer, so it's not to say it was cancer. Even though I wasn't right.
I've had my bouts with depression. Like I went through a really nasty divorce. You know, and it's I lost everything. I lost my house, I lost my car, I lost my kids, lost my wife, lost, you know, my money. I mean, I lost everything. And you know, there were some really dark times for me, and without the help of this show and some other people in my life and other things that I was doing, and also weed played a big part in getting me out of depression too. I know, you know, people talk of drugs in a bad light all the time, but without weed, like my physical ailments would have probably put me over the edge and I might have checked out. So depression's a bitch. You know, if you know somebody that's depressed, lend a hand, you know.
Because I started listening to Memorials and yeah, they're basically alluding to it.
Yeah. Lend a hand, lend an ear. Sometimes it, you know, a good listener is all somebody needs to get over some of the stuff that's going on in their life, you know. Suicide's no joke, Eric. I'm that really sucks, dude. So anyways, continue on.
But I'm also made the decision to not create any more content for VogNetwork.com. Yeah, that's the reason for this is because I had a disagreement with Rob, and it ended with him threatening to block me because for having an opinion on Obama.
Yeah.
I challenged his beliefs. He doesn't want them to be challenged, so he silenced me.
Yeah, and this is a problem. Like Obama is a super revered president, and if you look at his record, he was an awful president. He did absolutely nothing, and people point to Obamacare as like the shining achievement. You know who wrote Obamacare?
It was all premeditated because he did a stupid performative speech about Black Lives Matter, which is rich when you consider that during his entire tenure, he did nothing for that, and he is a war criminal.
Yeah, and besides the fact that in that speech, he never mentioned police brutality, not even once.
If he's actually even doing anything. Like, Kanye West is doing more for Black Lives Matter than he is right now.
I know, and that's strange, man. That's really, really weird.
Which, on another note, Michael Jordan's actually donated $100 million.
See, now, he's a billionaire. That's no small amount of money. I wish.
And I know he's a white guy, but even Arnold had a video, which meant more to me because he lived in Austria during World War II.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame that you left Vogue, man. Like,
I can't write for a place that claims that it's a place where every gamer has a voice when that's clearly not the case.
Yeah, it's sad because, if you just sit there and look at the facts, Obama was a shitty president. He wasn't a good president. The Obamacare, which is also named the ACA. I hate when they name things after presidents like Obamacare or Romney Care or whatever the fuck it is. Mitt Romney wrote that. A Republican wrote the Obamacare. So, you know, you prop up a Republican policy and you think that's the greatest thing ever. I mean, I guess, whatever.
I don't give praise to people who don't follow up and are consistent on it. You know, Infinity Ward had the audacity to claim they care about Black Lives Matter when they have been funded by a military organization and made basically propaganda games for decades.
Yeah. You know what sucks? Obama had a super majority in both the House and the Senate, and he couldn't get even fucking Medicare for All passed. That's pathetic. He passed a Republican bill. And that's
some people erroneously think it's because the Republican controlled Senate kept him from doing that. But no, you could have pushed harder. You didn't.
Yeah. Well, not only that, the Republicans didn't have it at first. At first, he had control of both parties.
Yes,
both houses were controlled by Democrats when he first took office.
Yep, he could. He had he had a super majority in both the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. He could have passed anything he wanted, and the best we could do is the ACA, which is fucking.
He was more interested in doing things like trying to get Chicago as the home city of the Olympics.
Yeah,
like this is also a person who, you know, locked up Chelsea Manning for 9 years.
Yep,
and, because exposing of said war crimes that he was complicit in.
Yeah, and also he could have, or he shouldn't have droned innocent civilians in foreign countries. I don't care what anybody says. People in foreign countries are just that. They're people. You know, not every Middle Eastern person is a fucking terrorist. I don't give a fuck what the maggot sheds.
The large majority of them aren't, we should say.
The vast majority are not sympathetic with terrorism.
Yes, it's like,
and they are not terrorists.
Less than 1% of terrorists?
Yeah. I would venture to say way less than 1%, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Freak Five's in chat. Welcome on in, Freak Five. I didn't see you join in there. He says the ACA was called Obamacare to disparage it, which is absolutely correct, and get Republicans upset about it.
And I know some of these. I know Rob is not a bad person, but
no, I know.
But you have to be a special type of delusional to consistently let yourself get gaslit by someone who's not looking out for your best interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think a lot of what's going on with Obama is comparative. The last few years have been an absolute fucking nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and comparatively speaking, Obama is fantastic if you compare him to Trump.
Yeah, but fantastic in what way? Like, I'm trying to think of anything that Obama did.
He's not, not gaslighting everybody.
Well, that's true.
Being a fascist.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, okay,
like,
so
Trump's done a lot of things where he's trying to pull the fort. Like we said, Obama in 8 years never put a larger fence around the White House.
Yeah, no,
it
agree.
It doesn't matter that Obama wasn't a fascist and Trump is. It,
right.
The point is that they're both garbage.
Yeah, they're both garbage.
Right. I'm saying, like, comparatively speaking, I think in a lot of people's head, there's a lot of, like, you know, we've dealt with Trump for the last 3 years. The guy before him was better than he is, so obviously he's
great. I get that, but I actually, like, it has to be more nuanced. Like, you have to delve into things. Like, you know, we always talk about Trump putting kids in cages, right? Like, we're always, like, railing against
that. Yeah, he amped up ICE, and Trump only made it worse.
Yeah, this is a little known fact. Obama deported more people than Trump ever will.
Yep.
So, you know, you can put Obama on the highest pedestal that you can think of, but I will forever remember Obama as being the deporter in chief. So, you know, that says it all right there. Freak 5, I hear your point, man. He says the ACA is a piece of shit, which it is. It's the ACA sucks, man. It should be Medicare for all, hands down. No question about it. We're the only fucking industrialized country without Medicare for all, and it sucks for everybody. It sucks for the employers. It sucks for the employees that are paying thousands and thousands of dollars into fucking Medicare that they may or may not use, or their own health care, and, you know, high premiums, high deductibles, fucking co-pays, and it fucking sucks.
And as bad as they're destroying everything right now, like in Washington, they keep taking away more and more, and, you know, borrowing from those, like Social Security, for instance. Like, when we're older, what the fuck are we going to get?
We're not going to get anything.
So basically,
what the fuck are your kids going to get when they're older?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Then nothing. There's nothing to look forward to in this country. We are more and more becoming what Trump called African countries, a shithole country, and it sucks. It really, really does. We need to move on to...
But I want to do a closing.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
I'm going to go scorched earth a little bit, and I hope that the word of my departure passes on to all more people, and they call him out, because I want him to be shamed of doing the right thing.
Yeah, he really should apologize to you, Eric, or at least hear your point of view. To silence somebody and not hear their point of view and where they're coming from is absolutely atrocious. On this show, we have dissenting opinions. We've had people on here anywhere from people as delusional as thinking that Pizzagate was a real thing to high-end people.
I don't think he's anything compared to the number of people that Reginald Finley has had on this show.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like
that's as close as we got to that level of idiocy.
Like, it wasn't just that he believed it. It was like how long you guys went back and forth on it.
No, it's just
two episodes of it.
As soon as he got to the transphobic stuff, we should have called out on it more.
Yeah, but in the moment, it's hard to think on your feet a lot of times, Eric. Like you guys, yeah. I mean, everybody knows our stances on things, right? I mean, we've been doing this show for 12 fucking years. Like, if you don't know what we are about, like, by now, like, I don't know what, you know, you might want to listen to something else, but I don't want anybody, I want them to listen to us, you know, that's the whole point. But,
yeah, assholes, listen to us. I meant, people, listen to us.
But, yeah, I get it, and I understand your point, Eric, and I hope that maybe one day, you know, he's welcome to come on Grinders.
I'm still going to listen to OLR because there's other people than Rob there whose opinions I do care about.
Yeah, I stopped listening a long time ago for different reasons, but, yeah, I understand, Eric, and that's fine. Like, that's, you know, it's a free country still. For now, it's becoming more and more authoritarian, but, and I've talked about that before. Like, do you think there's a chance that we don't have an election in November?
If Trump has his way.
Yeah.
Well, no, if he has his way, we'll have an election, but he wins to the landslide.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
but he's, you know, he is actively working to, like, destroy our elections.
Yeah.
He'll, I'm worried that he'll lose the popular vote just like last time, and the electorate will betray us just like last time.
Yeah, I think that's how it's going to go. Actually, I think this time around, I think he might even win the popular vote for some reason. Like, I don't know why I have that feeling, but I don't think Biden's going to win. Biden's such a weak candidate. Like, he's feckless. Where is Biden now?
One of the things I've been hearing a lot, like, lately is, like, well, I mean, look at what's going on. You think there's no way he's going to win. People have a short fucking memory.
Just wait till November. I mean, they said the same thing about Hillary.
November's months away. People will have forgotten about this by then. Like, that's how brain dead a lot of people are.
Well, if you remember, Hillary was a shoo-in to win the last election, man.
I know.
Then that's what they're saying. This, and it's the same. It's almost the same thing. I actually think Biden's a weaker candidate than even fucking Hillary Clinton was, and she was weak as hell, man. So I don't know. But anyways,
hopefully he doesn't behave as arrogant as she did at the end. Like she really thought she had it in the bag. I mean, she was spending so much time on the whole inauguration celebration and stuff, like breaking the glass ceiling and you should be campaigning in the states that you think you got in the bag. You didn't. You lost some of them.
At least she campaigned. Biden has not campaigned one fucking bit. Not in the primary. He's not going to do it now. He's a feckless coward.
He's waiting until the election time, which for him will be sometime in March or something.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Because
he has no idea where he is.
Oh, God, he's so awful, man. Like, he's as bad as Hillary, maybe even fucking worse, man.
As much as I don't like Hillary and said a lot of bad things about her, at least she knows where she is at any given time.
Yeah, I go back and forth which is worse, Hillary or Biden, and it's fucking close, man. I don't even know what to say about it. But we need to move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Sweetos of the week. Breakman, let's go with you first.
All right. I mentioned the Daughters of the Confederacy. And for people who don't know, I'll give you a quick history lesson. They popped up, I think, in the early 19th century or 20th century.
Uh-huh.
One of those two. And their whole modus operandi is to paint the South as rebels during the Civil War.
That's part's
well,
true.
Right, but it is like rebels against a tyrannical government.
Right.
Not the fact that they wanted to own other human beings. In fact, that was just a little small part of it.
Because
this was more about their culture.
Yeah.
So that's why they have to honor all these, you know, what do you call the biggest traitors in American history?
The Confederacy?
Confederacy, exactly.
Yeah.
They decided to honor these Confederate traitors with statues across the country, and Daughters of the Confederacy have had a large part in that. They've done things like like Georgia textbooks at one point up until I think like the early 80s.
Yeah.
It never even mentioned slavery in the books.
You know,
in the history books.
You bring up a good point.
It wasn't about slavery. It was about culture. No, it was about one side wanted to own other human beings, and the other side said, "What the fuck? Really? Why do you want to own human beings? What is wrong with you?"
Yeah. They were traitors. There's no doubt about that. You know, I don't think that the memorials, the statues should be destroyed, Breakman. I don't.
Well, you're not going to like my stinko then.
Okay, hold on.
Or my sweeto, then, I mean.
I don't think they should be destroyed. I think they should be put in a museum of shame. You know what I mean? to where, like, the real history...
There was a museum of shame in the last episode of Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay, something like that. Like, where you could really get the true history of the Confederacy... And we mentioned it several times, Breakman. They were traitors. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's a reason why the North and the South fought, right? The South were traitors, and that's what we were fighting against.
They wanted to start their own country.
Yep.
Because they disagreed with a lot of the principles, and the final straw was a Republican president got elected, the first Republican. And he was, he was pro-abolitionist.
Yep.
And they did not like that.
Yeah,
they wanted the right to own people.
Right. And it was about money as well and some other things, but the main thing was slavery, right?
The main thing was rich white people wanted to own other people because they were less than people. They're not people.
Right. Yeah. And now we have protests today. So I mean, it's ridiculous.
And speaking of those protests, going back to my Sweeto, though you're saying you don't want them destroyed, because of what they mean, the reason those statues were put up, I want them all destroyed. I think they should be just broken and shattered and desecrated.
No.
Well, obviously the daughters of the Confederacy had their building set on fire and some of their stuff was destroyed beyond repair.
At the very least, they should be uprooted from their position in museums.
I agree with Eric on this. I vehemently disagree with you, Brake, for one reason only. In principle, I agree with you, Brake Man. Fiber of my being is anti-racist, right?
Mm-hmm. And I used to agree with the like this is a part of history and stuff like that, and I get it. Like I get where you're coming from, but knowing that these were designed and still being used today with the intent of lionizing traitors and saying that hey, our side was good and we're just it's the other side is still bad, basically. It's still saying that it's us versus them.
What about this? What about a museum with pictures of said memorials after or before they were destroyed? And an explanation of why they were destroyed and the true history of the Civil War and why people – the true history, not the one that they gave us in the bullshit books back in the day, but the true history and why these people are actually traitors. Because I think if you destroy history, Breakman, you can't learn from it. You know what I mean?
Those are recent history too. Like these statues – all this stuff happened – years after the Civil War, like 100 years after the Civil War.
I understand that. I totally get it. But I think if we lose that, then we'll lose a little part of why it was so bad. You know what I mean? Like I think we should know the true. Like when you get taught, think back, Breakman.
No, I agree with you. Like we should learn the true history. Right. I'm just saying that we shouldn't have memorials.
I agree.
They should have never
statues.
A museum for things that should have never existed.
Yeah. So
that was the whole Legends of Tomorrow.
Right. So,
it was such a great episode.
So here's my point, Break Man. Like back in the day when we were learning history, right? When you were learning history in middle school, probably you learned history, right? Your first introduction to history, like the Civil War and World War II and all that shit, right? When I was learning it, there was a romantic way of teaching the Civil War, right? It wasn't the way that it really was, right? Like brother versus brother and the real reasons behind the war. It was just we had two different opposing views and, we had it out and the North won, right?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Maybe this is relevant. Maybe this is why my perspective is different. What race was your Civil War history teacher?
White.
I was taught by a black man.
Wow. Okay.
So I wasn't taught like that any of that romanticized bullshit. Like the South was evil.
Yeah. Yeah. I was.
I just learned that an African American whose name is George Crumb invented the potato chip. 1853.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
the favorite snack food of white people everywhere.
Yeah. I bet you
have a potato chips racist.
Yeah. I mean,
so I'm wondering like if that played into it.
I'm happy that you had an African American teacher break because that perspective was the true perspective, and you got very lucky because most teachers will teach it the way that best puts the Confederacy in a decent light at best. You know what I mean? Like there's no way around it. They were traitors, but you'll never see that in history books. Like even if today you look
my teacher, well, they just taught us. They didn't sugarcoat anything, but they didn't like explicitly say it's evil. So it's like, oh, so this happened and this happened. And then you know. That's
yeah, like, instead of saying these were traitors and the North was definitely on the right side of history, I mean, it's always taught of like a, it's a 50-50 thing. Like Trump says, there's good like people.
I knew better, good people on both sides. Yep. My class knew better.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah.
There are always good people on both sides. You can find them somewhere. Like, it's just...
Well, even Hitler treated his family good, Brinkman.
Right, right. You know, Hitler liked art, you know? He was an artist. So yep. Does that make art evil?
Right. It's ludicrous that the way that we're taught things in school. Yeah. And I just wish there was a way of redoing that to the true way things were and how they happened. And the information's out there, but it's not taught in schools. You have to seek it out for yourself.
Well,
you
know? Like I said, like the Daughters of Confederacy, they made sure like states like Georgia, for instance, were teaching that they, you know, it was all about, our history,
culture,
our culture, yeah, our culture, yeah. And you know, our we're rebels. We rebelled against a tyrannical government. Type yeah, thing.
No, it that's a yeah, romanticized
that's
version.
Not how it happened. Nope. Thanks. You. Well, I mean, that's what you were saying at yeah, the time. Yeah. I mean, that's basically how they advertised it at the time. But the whole point was, I mean, one of the main points besides money. Was that you want to own human beings.
Yeah. Okay, we need to... that's okay.
But
we
it's
need...
supposed to be Sweetos. I'm sure, but my Sweeto goes to like the damage that's happened to a lot of these statues. I know you disagree with me, but I like that there's
I think
been
the UK is actually more
statues.
Racist than the US, though, because...
I'm not...
Guess what they did when slavery ended?
I don't...
They had a bill that basically paid reparations for the slave owners...
For the
loss of property.
Yeah. A lot of shit like that happened here.
And it took so long that they only finally paid all off the debts like 3 years ago. No, that's stupid. 4 years ago.
The war was ending and stuff, there were a lot of plans by Lincoln as to what he was going to do with the freed slaves and stuff like that. There were plans for him to give them like different lands, like places like Florida, for instance. Like a lot of Florida would have been like black-owned stuff, but he was assassinated, and the guy that came in after him was racist as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So all that shit went to hell, and basically they started, you know, doing everything they could to boost up the South.
Yeah, more shit you won't learn in fucking textbooks. That's great, man. I'm glad you knew that, Brake. That makes me kind of...
What's with the shake weights?
Oh, I was talking about the Legends of Tomorrow. Their Museum of Shame. Things that were in it were things like the shake weight.
This is Futurama, right?
What?
Legends of Tomorrow. This is Futurama, right?
No. That's
Legends of Tomorrow.
DC.
Is it a show?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a show.
Yeah, and in the season finale, they had a Museum of Shame, and it was all the mistakes humans had made over the years.
The thong song.
The things like Floby, and then there was the thong song, and Sisko performed it.
I'm not sure what Floby was.
It's this thing to cut your hair, right, if I'm correct?
Right.
It was like a vacuum.
Like a vacuum cleaner for your hair.
Yeah.
I almost thought it was something related to a Frisbee.
No.
Like the bad ideas of human history, yeah. So things like that, and then they had like Stalin and villains and stuff like that.
Yeah. Was the corset a part of it? Because like I think that's a mistake.
There were a lot of things. I didn't see all of them because I
what about high heels? Like, those were mistakes.
Glitter was in the was on the list.
Glitter.
Yes. I fucking hate glitter so much. I was happy to see that.
I like glitter.
Oh, I thought you said litter.
No, glitter. Like glitter gets everywhere. It's the worst.
The only place glitter is good is in strip clubs. That's it.
Or Harley Quinn shooting him at cops.
Oh God, that was I should have did my review of Harley Quinn, but I'll do it next week. I just saw that movie. It's a riot. It's fun. So, all right, let's move on, guys. Break or
yeah,
Eric?
What are your guys' sweetos? I've been hogging the show.
I don't have any.
Mine was the Buffalo Police. There were 57 police officers that resigned because they felt that the two officers that got suspended for almost killing that 75-year-old, 57 of them resigned. So now there's 57 less pieces of shit in the Buffalo Police Department.
Oh,
so that's
about that. That's actually not what happened. They quote unquote resigned, and that's they what did I said. It for two other officers.
Well, whatever. They're gone. Still
employed.
But they resigned. How are they still employing? They resigned. They're done. They're
because the there. Way they worded it wasn't correct at all.
Well, whatever. I mean, I think that like if they got rid of those 57 people, good riddance to them because fuck.
I think they suspended.
They suspended two officers and then 57 resigned because they felt that suspending those two officers was too harsh of a punishment for pushing that fucking guy down and almost killing him. And that says even more about the police department that we already fucking knew. So let's move on to our free.
I'm looking up the story now so we can get clarification on it.
Okay.
Let me see here. As the story is not loading, for whatever reason, 57 police resigned to support officers fired for... let me see here. Shit. Fucking ad pop up and yeah. Shit, of course.
Always ads.
Fired for... New York State, 57... police resigned to support officers fired for shoving 75-year-old.
Oh, they finally fired the officers. The latest I heard was that they just suspended them. So, wow, that's new. So, but yeah.
They're resigning because they're supporting the cops, not because they hurt somebody.
Right.
That's not really a sweeto.
No, it is a sweeto because that's 57 less fucking pieces of shit on that police force. That's why
it's a sweeto. It was the entire emergency response team. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Weiland says...
They will still be employed by BDP and be paid, but they will no longer work on an emergency response team.
Oh, good.
Oh, so they're still going to get paid. That's lovely. Oh,
fuck
that.
Fuck them. If they resign, they should just fucking... Just be resigned from the whole fucking force. That man, that makes it less of a...
Yeah, turn
your
badge completely, fuckers.
Yeah.
They're resigning, quote-unquote, still getting paid... To protect a guy who almost murdered a man? I mean, he's in the hospital right now. He still might die.
Yep.
I don't think it's much of a sweet
old man.
Yeah, see, I didn't...
I didn't have all the info.
All the info either, but if they would have resigned from the force, that would have been awesome, but they didn't, so fuck it. Weiland says his sweeto. He was able to get his order for Dawn of the Dead 4K limited edition before seeing all the shenanigans involved with getting an order in. I wished I would have ordered that, Weiland, but I didn't get a chance to, so that sucks. Freak says they resigned from a special task force they were in, not from the police. That's
the part.
So
essentially they're going to be paid to not do their jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on, guys. All right, I'm going to roll all of these things into one overarching theme here, and it's violence, okay? Jim Sterling did a video that Eric had brought my attention. I had already saw the video. But it was about violence in video games, not in the traditional sense, but like from a developer's point of view, and how seeing images of violence, like real-life death scenes and hangings and things of that nature really fucks with the developers. And that's true. That is true. It's one thing to play a video game and become kind of desensitized because it's cartoony and funny and stuff like that. But when you're subjected to and you're forced to look at something, you know, like real life death, you know, scenes of death and video of death and stuff like that, It not only desensitizes
you, so
you
can give a realistic depiction,
which is stupid right. Because that's a big. It's never going to happen. I mean, it's always going to be ridiculous because it's a video game.
Yes, and that's why video games, in my opinion, are still good and have no bearing on whether or not a person is violent or not. It may be a small factor in certain people, which has never been proven by study.
From what I've seen in any study, it's more that those type of people are drawn to the game.
Yeah,
itself.
Yeah.
Like they're drawn to the more violent games. Yeah, those type of people are already that type of person.
Right. So okay. So I think that we've hit that, you know, several times, and we all know where we stand on it. Video games are not the cause of violence, but there is a problem with violence as far as like when these developers like start to get mental issues from having to be forced to see these images over and over, like the people at NetherRealm that have to look at, you know, dismembered bodies and other things to get reference. It's like, you don't need that, you know.
They're getting PTSD.
Yeah, video games are never, like Eric said, going to be one-to-one real violence. Even in a game like Call of Duty, which is hyper-realistic in certain ways, when you shoot, like, these people in the head, like, it's all cartoony. Like, the blood spurts out, and it's like, you know, it's like, it's very cartoonish and very...
It's a fool's errand to try to make violence in a game realistic, so
yeah.
Them subjecting themselves to this...
Unless you have a severe mental illness, you understand the difference between reality and fantasy.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I think we're clear on that, right? But
they don't need to make realistic violence. They just need to make stuff happen.
I like realistic violence. I love violence in video games.
I do too.
Anti-violence, you know,
right?
In real life,
yeah. And we're gonna get to real life here in a second.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they don't need to go the lengths they do.
Yeah, they don't need to violence. I don't believe.
You mean like that? Like Frank's saying?
Yeah,
I thought you were saying like trying to be more gory in games.
No, I don't mind. I love Mortal Kombat. Like I love seeing the fatalities.
I know,
like,
I love it. The gorier, the better.
Yep, and they're so over the top funny. Like the brutalities.
The more fucked up ways they find to murder people. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, because you know it's a video game, and you know you can.
I'm totally opposite. It grosses me out. I can't play Mortal Kombat.
I'm the opposite. I'm with Break. I love it. I the gorier the better. I think it's over the top stupid violence. Right. It's like a horror movie for me.
Saying I don't have a problem playing violent games. I don't seek that stuff out.
Yeah. No. That's fine. Yeah, and that's
like. There's a fatality from Johnny Cage that reminds me a lot of that one of those most famous Freddy kills, the one where he slams the girl's head in the TV and he's like, "Welcome to primetime, bitch."
Yeah,
there's something similar to that in Mortal Kombat with Johnny Cage like ripping somebody's torso or no, he rips their chest open or stomach open and uses that like it's a television.
Yeah.
These are really over the top gory things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll play Bulletstorm, but like. Like, I'm not drawn to games like MK.
Yeah.
Because of the violence.
Freak 5 says he had lots of thoughts this week. I'm glad your brain finally decided to work, Freak 5. That's really cool. Okay, but let me translate that into real life.
Your voice is going.
Is it better now? Can you hear me?
A little now.
Okay.
You've been like in and out for the last... like 10 minutes or something.
Sorry,
like,
guys.
Kind of robotic for a moment.
Let me hang up on you guys. I'll call you right back, okay? And then I'll get into this real life stuff. Let me call you right back. Okay, so... yeah, it's so weird. I don't know why that stuff does that. Let's try to get the guys back on here. Do we have both of you guys? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
The people who said All Lives Matter seem to be busting a nut over the idea of killing a rioter. Yeah, see, that it's double standard, Freak 5. It always has been, which leads me – it's actually a good segue. Violence begets violence in real life, right? There's a lot of thoughts behind that, and I made my thoughts very clear a couple of weeks ago when I was like, what else can black people do? What else can minorities do to get the point across other than riot? Like, I can't think of anything else. Like, they've tried every single way. But my point was I tweeted out I don't remember the exact wording, but you guys can look at my timeline and get it. But I basically said, you know, the gist of it is when people peacefully protest and they still get beaten, eventually those peaceful protests won't be so peaceful anymore. So maybe we should start listening to some of the demands, right? So my point being is, like, all over, I've seen a lot of very peaceful protests where the police have incited violence, right? And you know what a lot of it has to do with? The curfews, which is the other thing I want to bring up in Free For All this week. Denver is on a curfew till at least tonight. I'm pretty sure they're going to extend it another week because I don't think these protests are going away anytime soon until we get some type of police reform or, you know, some type of shit going on. But the point being is our curfew at first was 8 o'clock, which is absolutely ludicrous. I am 100% vehemently against curfews for this reason only. Curfews only give police license to beat the shit out of people, right? That's it. They don't curb looting. They don't curb rioting. All it does is give the police a reason to beat the shit out of people and to incarcerate people.
Not like they really needed one because they're just abusing their power to begin with.
Yeah, but it gives them even more free license to do that. So that's why I'm 100% vehemently against curfews, right? It gives, like, in other words, if I'm out past, now it's 9 o'clock, right? They raised it to 9 o'clock for some weird fucking reason. Like an hour is a magical fucking cutoff time to when people fucking go crazy. The only reason that I see people going crazy, there's two reasons. One, there's systemic racism in the police force and police brutality, right? And two, the police incite fucking riots. I've seen it over and over and over again, up to and including what we talked about earlier, Breakman, when Trump decided that at 6:30, which the curfew was at 7, and there were peaceful protesters.
Don't forget, most of the rioters are the police. They're plants.
Right. And I've seen video of police.
Well, I've seen teenagers too. Like, there are young kids that are just looking to cause trouble and they're angsty out doing that too. And those are the ones that are they're using as, like, Antifa, you know, the whole – like, it's Antifa. They're across the nation.
There's no this connection.
This mythical group is so big they're across the nation in every city right now.
Right.
Like, you're saying there is – this Antifa group is as big as the police force.
It absolutely
– according to, like, Fox News.
Right. And it's no such thing. And they – there was a big group that I can't remember. It was like a credible like website, not website, but like it was like John Hopkins University. It wasn't them, but it was like something very prestigious that already debunked the notion that Antifa had anything to do with any of the protests or riots. Okay, so
it literally means anti-fascist, right? Which, why wouldn't anybody be?
If you're not anti,
like, according to the phone companies, they said that. Just going with cell phone records, like 90% of the people lived in the, or like, what was it, 85% of the people lived in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, the other, like, 15% were from surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Of course, some shitty Japanese lawmakers are trying to call the indigenous people, the Ainu, Antifa.
Yeah, whatever.
Just to make excuses to, you know, being right. Prejudiced against them.
Right. So let me finish chat here. Freak Fight says, the people who said for years that Obama was going to turn the military on U.S. citizens and how horrible that would be, were cheering Trump, saying he was going to do that. I think you know the reason as well as I do, Freak Five. It's because if the military is turned on people of color or causes for people of color, then there's no problem. But if it's for anything else, mm-hmm. then there's a problem. So
this is Drew Brees' perspective.
Right. You're exactly right, Breakman. Freak Fight says, I had an ex.
Freak wasn't here. He didn't get to hear the Drew Brees impersonation.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You want to do
it? You want to hear my Drew Brees impersonation, Freak? I'm going to give it to you. Anyway.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, here's him sitting at home. Man, all those black and brown people are always causing so much trouble.
I wonder why.
All those poor police officers, why did they got to deal with this?
Yeah. Freak says, I had an ex's friend say violence begets violence, blaming the riots for the violence used on them. I told her the first act of violence was the police killing someone. The riots are the violence the police begat. See, that's a great point, Freak 5, and it's the point that I've been fighting with. I'm going to tell you guys straight up. I've been fighting with my mom for the past few days for exactly that. I said, if the police wouldn't have killed George Floyd, there would have been none of these riots and looting and all kinds of bullshit that's going on and more police killing and more police shooting. I saw an awful video of a police shooting a protester in the head with a rubber bullet, which is absolutely illegal. I've seen him shoot people in the leg. This guy had a white guy had his leg eviscerated by a fucking rubber bullet. And you know what those rubber bullets are supposed – the way you're supposed to use those rubber bullets, you're supposed to shoot them at the ground so they bounce and lose some of their velocity before they get to the crowd, right? They're not using them that way. They're shooting people with them because that's what they love to do.
I mean, yeah, we've seen videos of them shooting at cameramen and shit. Like, it's the cover up is really just really pissing me off.
Yeah, and the mainstream media. You know, here's another problem I got when they cover things like the murder of George Floyd. You know how they put it? The death of George Floyd. It, like he just died of natural causes.
The guy who was screaming for his life and then screaming for his mother?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was already dead.
And if you don't think a cover-up is going on with George Floyd, just look at the final autopsy report where it said that he died of a heart attack. They alluded to the fact that he had a bad heart and you know, some lung problems.
Yeah, you know what would cause a bad heart to have a problem is in when the flow of blood is restricted.
Yeah, they didn't put that.
The flow of oxygen is restricted. It might cause somebody with a heart problem to have worse heart problems.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's number one.
I'm not a fucking doctor and I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
It's kind of funny, Breakman. The independent person that did an autopsy after the county did their autopsy found none of that and found the opposite, that he was perfectly healthy. And the only thing that killed him was, oh, look at that, asphyxia. Asphyxia due to some asshole former cop putting his fucking knee on his neck.
It shouldn't matter, though, even if he had, like, existing right. ailments. Like, if he right. had a heart issue, what gives anybody the right to just put your – just cut somebody's air off like
yep.
that?
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, it's atrocious. Everybody saw it. Not too many people care about it, though, you know? So – I don't even know what to say about the whole situation other than...
Well, the disinformation network has been in full swing. Like I said, like, it's been... They don't talk about any dirty deeds cops do. It's all about Antifa. Antifa's done all the
rioting. Yeah, it's always a distraction. That's the problem I've been fighting with my family and the point I was trying to get. I'm glad you brought me back to it, Breakman. I've been fighting with my parents because I'm trying to get them to understand that the whole problem is police brutality. None of this would be going on if there weren't systemic problems within the police force, right?
And many people going out of their way to cover it up.
Yes.
Not just police force, but like the media.
The media, the fucking coroner case.
And when I say media, I don't, you know, that's really vague statement because there's a lot of media out there that's pointing this out, that's doing everything they can to get it.
You mean the mainstream media? Not the independent media that's out there. The mainstream, like CNN, who's complicit in this whole fucking thing. MSNBC, Fox News is a huge one that's like, oh man, you won't hear anything from them. OAN.
I mean, Laura Ingraham, for instance, God, did you, like, she, what'd she do last week? She praised Drew Brees for what, or this week she praised him like he should have his own opinion and stuff like that. But anytime a black guy has something, a black athlete says something, she's like, stay in your lane.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I mean, she's a racist. There's no question about it. Just like Tucker Carlson, man. But that's Fox yeah. News MO, man. They've got a bunch of racists.
I was just using the example because it's the most recent thing. It just happened. Like,
Freak Five,
they're racist beyond belief. And there are people sitting at home that, you know, they don't see the riots because they're not happening close to them,
right?
Front maybe, or they live in a community where it's just, you know, there's not many black people, for instance, or something like that, and they're sitting at home watching this Fox News and they think that's the truth.
I didn't see that video. Freak Five is telling me something new here. He says watch the video when he's put in the ambulance. It wasn't EMTs who put him in the ambulance. His pulse wasn't even checked. Is that surprising, Freak Five? Like, it's a black guy. Like, if it was...
It's all about covering it up. Like, every time one of them screws up, everybody, the so-called good ones, all rush in to clear... No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
No, he was trying to do his best.
Yeah. I mean, they're out of control. I think we can all finally come to an agreement that there is a systemic problem with the police in particular. And there is cover-ups, like Breakman said, for sure. So what do we do? You know, again, I come back to that point. When nothing else is available, none of the tools are available to us, or to the protesters, what do they do? You know, the voting doesn't work. We've tried that for centuries. You know, speaking out, silently protesting. I mean, fucking Colin Kaepernick took a fucking knee, and that doesn't work with people. So what works? I mean, I'm at a loss. You know, I think we might disagree a little bit on this, but I think the riots actually are being helpful in the long term. Short term, there's a lot of like loss of life. There's injuries, there's bad feelings, there's PTSD, there's a lot of stuff, but I think long term this might be the only solution that we got, you know. And I don't condone violence, but when you're put, it's like an animal when they're put in a corner, right? Eventually that animal's gonna attack. He doesn't want to, he's trying to get away from you, but if you corner him, he's going to fucking bite. He's going to attack. He's going to do what he needs to do to survive. And that's what minorities in this country, alongside their awesome Caucasian allies and brown allies and black allies and Asian allies, are finally standing up and saying enough is enough. So I'm sorry we had to go 2 weeks with this, guys, but you know, it's super important, and it's one of the things that I've been talking about for how long now. I'm very passionate about it, and I will continue to, talk about it. Did we lose break again?
No.
Are you here, break? No, we did. We lost break.
Should we save virtue signaling and moral licensing for the next week?
Yeah, we're going to have to save moral licensing and virtual signaling for next week. I almost feel like we're preaching too much, Eric, but it just needs to be said. And I'm sorry we have to talk about this every week, but it's super, super important to me. It's super important to these guys. It's super important to all of us. It should be important to all of us. And I'm glad we're finally, I guess, seeing the light on this. I mean, I hope things change. You know,
I think one of the overall points of the protest that's going on right now is that we keep saying George Floyd. He is the latest one.
Yep.
Like, this is a string of events that keeps happening year after year, you know, where cops kill innocent people.
Yep. Eric Garner, Philando Castillo, Aubrey Edwards.
And white people should be up in arms too, because they kill innocent white people too. Like, yep, we shouldn't be going out of our way to defend the police. They have an impunity to murder us.
Yep. And they always get away with it. I mean, 99% of the times, unless there's a video of a cop going up to somebody. And even then, like, there was an event that happened in Cleveland. It was a kid. I think it was Tamir Rice.
Yeah.
Without impunity.
John Crawford III, I always bring that one up.
Yep.
He was down, and the cop comes over and like shoots him again, like, to make sure he's down. Like, and the cop gets charged with nothing. Yeah. Like, to me, he executed the guy.
Well, you saw the Philando Castillo video, right?
Right.
I mean, it's the same shit over and over and over, Break. That's the point that you're making. You know, it happens way too much. And
we keep hearing it's addressed, and there isn't systemic racism or anything like this. It's not always racism. Sometimes it's just you cops are fucking trigger happy motherfuckers who want to shoot anything that moves for some reason, or you're looking for a fight.
Yeah, if you're scared to do that job, it's not the job for you. You know, I mean, it's just not. You know, if you're always afraid for your safety, you really shouldn't be a police officer.
And it's like, what is it? Like 40% of police officers have reported, like, their wives have reported domestic violence incidents.
Yeah, that's just the ones that are reported, man. Like,
right. That's the meme. But like, is it 40%? I know it's high.
It's at least 40. The study says 40%, but it's probably more like 75 to 80%. Like,
the kind of people are drawn to the police force.
Yep. Yep, and it's a systemic problem. It just is. They need to be trained better. I've even had thoughts of like personal liability insurance. Like, if we can stop, you know, asking the taxpayers to pay for these people's mistakes. Like, I've seen settlements for $10 million, $12 million, you know, $100,000 here, $75,000 here. Like, if the police were personally responsible and had to pay their own insurance, maybe some of this shit wouldn't happen, you know. Yeah. Also, training. The training's got
to
be better.
Yeah, they need to be trained to de-escalate a situation where we've got a lot of these cops who we've seen in these videos, they're looking
escalated.
Yeah. Yeah, they want violence. Yep. Like, this is like the – this is what they've been waiting for. Rioters, yes, finally.
Can't wait. Action. Yep. Yep, you're right, Breakman. Even in First Amendment audio videos, you'll notice the demeanor of the cops. Like, they'll put gloves on. They'll hold their vest. They'll put their hand by their gun. Like, they can't wait to kill people. They relish violence and being
this
able
is
to –
what they've been waiting for. Yep. This is like their – this is – the moment. Like,
yep.
This is I get to shine.
Yep.
I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to stop all these looters.
Yep. Yep. They.
So
they,
you're going to kill somebody over what, a television?
Yep. They don't care. They know for a fact that they're going to get away with it because it's happened time and time again.
Yeah.
And the union will fight for them.
Yep.
And even the people, most of the people will fight for them other than people of color and, you know, poor people, you know, poor white people and certain other white people. Like you guys have been with me from day one. You know, we've had our minor differences on things, but you guys understand the problem. You know, it is a problem. And that's the thing, to get people to admit that there's a problem, you know, and it's just not happening. But I digress. We're going to have to end that today. Freak Fight says two things that really piss me off. The people who say, well, black people kill other people more than the cops do. Fuck off. Those black people are punished for it. Yeah, see, that's the thing. They're punished for it. Yes, it does happen. Black-on-black crime happens. But those people are punished without impunity. You know,
wait. We got to stop saying that.
What?
That term's got to go away.
What?
We don't say white-on-white crime, do we?
Nope. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they say that all the time.
We say, like, Latino-on-Latino crime?
Nope. It's a stigma. You're absolutely correct, Breakman, and it needs to stop.
It's like hate crimes. Crime's crime.
Yeah, crime is crime. It's just crime. That's it. That, you know, the end. It's not black on black. It's not white on white. It's not white on black, black on white. It's just fucking crime. And what the cops are doing is fucking crime. So can we call a spade a spade? That's what we're saying. Let's call a spade a spade. You're right, Breakman. I digress. Yes.
And another point I want to make before we move on to, and we've said this a billion times, but and it's the exact opposite. The people who enforce the law should be held to the highest standard of it.
Absolutely.
Because they're tasked with maintaining it.
Yep.
But no, instead, cops have laws that protect them from.
I've said that time and time again, Breakman. Like, I think the penalties for police officers should be double. Because they know the laws inside and out, right? So if they break it, it's even more egregious than one of us breaks it. So they should be held to a higher standard, period. Freak Five says, second is when they say, why aren't you talking about this unarmed white person who was also killed by the police? Why weren't you talking about it until an unarmed black person? We talk about it all the time. Like this, that's why this latest one, Freak Five, is super important. That 75-year-old white guy who by all accounts was a pacifist and a peaceful protester got pushed over and toppled over. That's why that's important. So that way we could say, hey, look, this shit's wrong too. It's not right. And a cop did it. And now hopefully you see the point, you know?
No. A lot of cops did it. Two or three guys knocked him over.
Yeah, and then the rest of them that walked on by and didn't do anything. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Not
right.
Just one guy. This is a lot of cops.
Yep. I can't tell you how much people get up in arms when I tell them the truth. You know, it's like these guys are not good people. They're bad people. These men and women that are on the force are not good people. They don't give a fuck about you. Matter of fact, when they pull you over, they're looking for other things to put you in jail. They're not just giving you a speeding ticket. They want to search your vehicle. They want to know everything about you. They ask questions. You know, they want to put you in jail. So fuck all of them. Fuck every last one of them. And then the 5% that I think are good are only good because they haven't had enough time to realize that they have impunity and you know, can do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, I think in areas like mine, policing has gotten somewhat better. it's not there yet, but like they've cops work more on a de-escalating issue around here since the last time a black man was murdered by a cop.
You checked the news lately?
There have been changes, but it's not enough. You know what I mean?
Not nearly enough, Breakman. It's as bad as it ever was, dude. I'm sorry. I know you probably have maybe a different view because
know in a lot of places it is, and a lot of places it's worse than it's ever been.
Yeah,
saying there's some places where it is marginally better, but
here in Denver,
still a lot of work to be done.
Here in Denver, it's worse. It's worse. It just is. And I, you know, I can't speak for Cincinnati because I don't live there. You live there.
I think a lot of it has to do with who's of the leadership, you know, who's in charge of the city or who's in charge of the police force at the time.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to save the rest of our free-for-all for next week. Should be an interesting discussion on virtue signaling and moral licensing. We'll get into a little bit of that and have a discussion on that. But
moral licensing?
You have no morals, Breakman, so you know.
Oh, that's right.
Never mind. You have to get a license for it.
Yeah. The first part was my problem. The second part is my response to them. Yeah. When you aren't talking about this, why weren't you talking about it until? Yeah, see, that's you know, a Freak Five. We get it, man. Like we really do, man. I'm, dude. Freak Five is an awesome source of a lot of things, and we get it. Someone else says, why aren't I talking about the white guy? My response is, why weren't they talking about it until now? Yeah. See, that's.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
There's a lot of that. Like I said, we've seen time and time again cops kill like unarmed people, not just black people, not just white people.
No, it's
of many races.
One thing that we can definitely agree on, it's a police problem. It's definitely a police problem. But anyways, I digress. We got to run. Let's do our plugs. Let's start with you,
Rick. But I mean, just to add on to what Freak's saying, like this is like people should be up in arms about this, and they just like, okay, the cops, you know, they killed somebody in an accident. Oh well, it happens.
Yeah.
What if it was your, you know, your mom or your dad or something like that? What if it was somebody that meant something to you?
And they'd be up in arms, and maybe they would look at things. But it's like politicians, break, man. Nothing ever affects them until it affects them. You know, it's like they don't get it. They're too high on their horse.
Look, for instance, what happened in England when Boris Yeltsin got COVID-19.
Johnson? You mean Boris Johnson?
Boris Johnson, sorry.
Yeah, see, he didn't take it serious until he got sick, you know, and he was really sick.
Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah, Yeltsin. You're taking us back to the 80s, man. Fucking Cold War shit, man. Okay, Breakman, your plugs, please.
Whatever I'm on, I don't know what it is. It's got a flashback to the 80s. It must be this.
Oh, yeah, cowbell for sure.
That's not just a cowbell. That's a cowbell being rung by a.
Oh God! I thought we were gonna get by 1 week without the fucking harmonica, man.
Why would you think that?
I really did. I thought it's under the radar.
It's actually the hidden fifth guest of the show.
All right, so what you got for plugs, Breakman?
You can follow me at Breakman_Man or at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask me a question, anything at all. We'll answer it.
All right, Eric.
Think we've turned down a question yet, have we?
No, we have not. We never will.
I know all of us have taken a mulligan at some point, but we've all every question has
How
been
dare
answered.
You? I've never taken a mulligan in my life.
No, my horse that.
I have never uttered the words "I'm taking a mulligan" when it comes to dear Breakman questions, Breakman. So how dare you? I've never said
See,
those
that,
words.
That sounds like That's not a Trump lie, because his lies are just completely, like, blatantly obvious. That's like a...
How dare you?
What's her name?
I'm walking off this show. I'm walking off.
Press Secretary Barbie. What's her name?
I'm walking off, Kellyanne. I'm walking off.
No. The new one.
McElhaney?
Yeah, her. Yeah, Press Secretary Barbie.
Walking off this show.
That sounds like one of her lies. Like, you know, it's kind of the truth, but
I'm walking off this show. It is completely truthful. There's nothing in that sentence that was untruthful.
Brickman. You didn't say, you're saying that you never said the word
mulligan. I never have.
That doesn't mean that you never took a mulligan. You just said you never said it.
How dare you? Eric, your plug, sir. Get away from that nonsense.
You can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonPastorBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com. And I've got 2 reviews of Shantae and the Seven Sirens. And Lingress Year 1 and 2 for the Switch.
Oh, awesome, man.
And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar on my Patreon, and the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, and that's at EricRPG.
All right. Click on that link on his profile on Twitter, at
EricRPG. Anybody want to buy me a Turbo Mini?
Yeah,
can nobody... we still get them? I don't know. Do they still sell them?
I don't know, man. I haven't seen any in stores.
They don't have them in stores or anything.
I know.
So. Yeah. Well, I think Amazon put a freeze on shipments, so, like... It's like, I wonder if you could place an order, and then once they ship again, they'll send it out. I don't know.
Hopefully. All right.
I tried to go into GameStop just to buy one, and they looked at me like they're cross-eyed and shit. What?
What is that?
You can go back into GameStops now?
Yeah. Now you can.
They've like most stores, they've got plastic barriers up, and everybody's wearing masks. And
stuff. Yeah. Okay. Plug the harmonica, Freak 5. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? You can follow me on Twitter.
This harmonica?
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You know, I swear, one of these days, Breakman's going to get on the air and he's going to fucking play some Beethoven or something with that fucking harmonica.
Break some ass, aren't you?
Yeah. All right. Thanks to everybody in chat. Freak 5 was in there. Our good friend Wyland was in
there. I know why Frank actually hates the harmonica, because it sounds like breaking ass.
Another TV viewer was in there. Fear MS1 was in there. Welcome to the chat. Thanks for joining. Hot Local Mom. Ooh, I'll take a Hot Local Mom any day. Wyland was in chat as well. Good friend.
Are we sure that's not a bot?
And I believe I mentioned Freak 5. I don't know. I don't know who's bots and who isn't, but thanks anyways for joining. Frank News. How dare you, Freak 5. Follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, whether it's Xbox, Microsoft, Microsoft, Sony, or Nintendo. I'm hardly ever on the Nintendo or Xbox lately, but I will get to it. So if you add me there, I will add you at some point.
You could probably sell that Nintendo for like $1 billion right now.
I probably could, and I don't want to because I love.
I know
that system.
You have actual morals.
Yeah, I love. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, man. If I
wait, like what Nintendo? Like which version of it?
The Switch. I do.
Like, have you seen the Switch on Amazon? Like,
it's ridiculous. Not lately, no. It's ridiculous. Going for ridiculous prices, man.
Let's find out. Let's see what they're going for right now.
Yeah.
Let's buy a Switch. Whoops. That's
not right. Okay. GameStop was getting some in lately. Recently.
Special thanks to the archive listeners out there. You guys are awesome as well. If you want to join the show live, we're live every Friday 7 Eastern on both YouTube. Just search RP Grinders.
Do you believe Funkos or Switches will become the new silver gold standard?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
The first price that popped up is $420 for a $300 system. I see $488 for a $300 system, $379, $510, $599, $579. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Thanks to...
More than double the price.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, not... Because I see 700.
Yeah.
More than double the price.
Yep. Okay.
You're kidding me.
Thanks to all the archive listeners. Join us live every Friday 7 Eastern on either YouTube, search RP Grinders, or it's twitch.tv/RP Grinders. That's where you can catch archives and also catch the show live. Every once in a while, I'll do like a quick share video on my PlayStation of something that I've been playing, whatever. Breakman needs to learn to play Freebird. Yeah, play Freebird on that harmonica, man, or Stairway to Heaven.
Frank doesn't like Skinner, though.
No, play okay. Play some Led Zeppelin. Play.
Definitely. Yeah, Led Zeppelin. Maybe Stairway to Heaven. I'll do Stairway.
Stairway, Ramble On, Black Dog. You know, something like that, man. Mm-hmm. You know,
I saw a YouTube video of Kiss for a Rose being done entirely by Seals.
Oh, even Jesus though Puff Christ. Daddy ruined Kashmir and should be executed.
Oh, real quickly, if you guys want to check out a really cool video, it's called Animalica. And it's a bunch of animals doing Master of Puppets. It's fucking YouTube gold. It was one of the greatest videos I've ever seen. So, and watch a movie called Hostile, which I reviewed on this show. Make sure you check it out. It's free on Vudu. And if you don't have Vudu, it's free. You can purchase stuff on there, but they have a bunch of free movies that you can watch as well. So that's about it. Anything else that you guys got for us before we take off?
Anything Bernie and the Threesomes.
What? What? Is she in the Threesomes? Is that
I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you're saying. Okay.
What happened? What's wrong with having both Bernie and a hot local mom, Freak Five? So there you go. Okay. Bernie would be okay with that. No problems at all, man. Bring it on.
You wouldn't be after about an hour. You'd be in so much pain. It'd be the best pain ever, but you'd be in a lot of pain.
Break, man. You'd be surprised
you'd
how many...
You'd be broken after, like, you know, if there's, like, five women, you'd be broken.
How dare you?
Admit it. They would break me.
They wouldn't break
It'd
me.
It'd be great. They'd break me.
Well, that's because you're a weak man, Breakman.
He's Breakman.
Okay, that's about all we got. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Stay out of the riots and looting, please. Just stay safe and wear your mask. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands.
That's always it. Record cops.
Yeah, always record.
You never leave home without a...
Don't make it obvious that you're recording them, though.
Was that the start of the Star Spangled Banner, you son of a bitch? Are you trying to troll me, Breakman? God damn it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Thanks, everybody. Weiland is exiled. Son of a bitch. Walking off this fucking show.